El Pasoans crossing the Carolina Bridge will be welcomed by a colorful work of art that was created by the team at Creative Kids. The public artwork is called Woven Culture, a piece that celebrates our culture. Here to tell us about their latest project is Stephen Engel from Creative Kids. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks, Marina. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about this artwork, because I even remember going to Creative Kids and y'all had like just the whole back half of the building, like, don't go over there, we're working.
Right. Well, it was like 2 tons of steel. It's super sharp, super heavy. And we just wanted the opportunity to work with the kids, and that, you know, the gallery provides a space to do that. But we did mark it off because it was a year-long project that we were working on. So it took space and time and dedication.
How do you get kids to help you make such a precise piece of artwork?
Well, it goes through a lot dealing with leadership. First is having them buy in and trust you that they're going to be part of the process, that they're valid in their ideas, and we're working with them, but under the understanding that we do know what we're doing and it's going to be great, in a positive attitude, and we're going to show you all the way. We're going to be patient. And we also tell them it's a legacy. It's something that you're going to have your name on, and, you know, the newspaper's going to come. Your parents are going to be proud. This is good for you to go to school later on if you choose to apply for a university. This all goes towards your benefit. And I think when they understand that we're doing it together, it becomes about pride and that we're
like
we're
this
working.
Responsibility, right?
Yeah. I always tell them, your name's on it. So you know if your name's on it, that you want to do the best you can. And that's a quality we instill, but I think they believe in that. And as they see it come together, more and more effort is given, and it just works. It just works that way.
Now, I know you are a glass half full kind of a guy, but this is a long process. I mean, you said yourself, you worked on the piece for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Were there ever moments where you're like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, I mean, part of the process is going through the engineering part and
yeah.
getting everything fabricated in some of those instances. But it's also making sure that the community is part of it.
Right.
So we had a lot of community outreach to see what, you know, the Lower Valley would want in there. And they overwhelmingly said they wanted more color and vibrancy down there. And they were excited to have the piece put up. So, yeah, there's a lot of stages and meetings that go into that. That's more the adult side of it, which
right.
is not so much fun. But the good part is that we're working towards a goal. And so that's just part of the process. That's what we do.
So can you describe the piece to us? I know it's already been all over social media and the newspaper. But for those who haven't seen it or haven't driven across the bridge, will you kind of bring it to light for us?
Well, I mean, it's dealing with a couple of things since they brought up vibrancy. And one of the things that we had noticed that a bridge in general has a bad connotation in El Paso. Not always to everyone, but to some people. And we wanted to kind of break that stigma in the sense that, you know, we're all here together. And I think a woven blanket is where we started. A serape is something that brings people warmth and it has this vibrancy and color. It's also native to where we're at. And then we added elements that we're dealing with, you know, the desert and nature. And I think that we all take meditation by looking around at the sunsets or the things we get here in El Paso. And we saw the backdrop as the bridge was the mountain. So
yeah.
during the day, you'll see different levels of light that hit the piece in different ways. Or, you know, if the night sky is going down beautifully, it plays well with the piece. And so
that's got to be amazing. Have you witnessed one of our amazing
yeah.
sunsets with your art piece?
Yeah, I have when we were installing. And so it just, you know, a blue sky is great. It looks really clear and crisp.
Yeah.
But then a nice like that pinkish orange sky
yes.
adds this vibrancy that's kind of neon to it. So, you know, you have to see it at different parts of the day. And that was the idea.
And y'all perched it right at the top.
Yeah, due to the limitations on the budget, and it's almost like half a mile of a bridge. So we thought at the precipice, at the very center, was where you could get it when you're going and going home. And what I've heard is the kids love it on the way to school and on the way home. They know that that's the middle of the bridge. They raise their hands. They're having fun with it. So
it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
So now what are you going to do with all your free time?
Well, actually, I don't have a lot of free time.
No such thing.
No. But I'd like to spend a little bit more time with my kid and doing some good stuff with my wife. And but we're moving on. It's a new year. And since we have to run Creative Kids and so many other things, we have a couple more projects in the works that we're doing and devising our curriculum and looking at new opportunities for 2020.
For folks that aren't familiar with Creative Kids, people always ask, how can I take my kid over there?
Sure. So we have a variety of programs. You know, some are dealing in the hospital or the hospital setting with kids that are battling cancer at Sierra Providence. We're also working with after-school facilities and programming with the Boys and Girls Club. We're doing a lot of things on the weekend with our private classes that we have open to the community. They start at 10 o'clock, and they're from 4 years of age up to 18 to get kids ready and prepared to be creative and imaginative. But then along with that, we're devising curriculum. We started working with curriculum to, you know, look at some of our pegs and targets that we really want to be a part of, which is, you know, healthcare and school systems and after-school projects. So we're aligning with STAR. We're working in order to get it on a software program that we can replicate and teacher training modules that we want to give to individuals that would like to carry art into their classroom through literature, through history, through all different types of subjects that art could be a tool to educate children.
So that they don't necessarily need to be artists in order to get it into the classroom. Is that
right.
What I'm hearing?
We're creating something that we think is a step 1 through 4 process that allows a teacher to really navigate through it quickly. And going through trainings that we're going to offer, I think they're going to have a blast. And I think the kids are going to learn more.
Well, so. And it's amazing to see the evolution, too. I mean, y'all have all these beautiful stories of kids that you met in the hospital and that are now out in the world.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those that you can share?
Well, I see a lot of them. You know, whether I'm at Walgreens or whatever, I see the kids all the time. And they come back and ask for their artwork that I've stored for 20 years.
And do you have it?
Yeah. I keep it in a squirreled away room just in case, you know, they might come back in my life. But yeah, I save all the kids' work. And so we have 20-year-olds that are coming back to me now saying that they're working as a director in healthcare, some that are nurses or have gone on to be in engineering or working in marketing or whatever have you.
Yeah.
But they had a good experience. They learned a lot. And it's amazing how, you know, your life turns out. People go in different directions.
It's bonkers because you guys started, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, we're at 22 years now, you know, and it's been an evolution to the point where we realize that if we really want to reach more kids, we have to train others in our philosophy and pedagogy, and they're going to have to utilize these tools. So we're moving more into a curriculum-based kind of idea so that we can train others and then in that, we turn to touch more kids' lives by giving the tools to others.
Well, and that's beautiful because it doesn't end with you.
Right. That's the idea, is that the name lives on past us. And when we decide to exit, that someone would enter that has the same passion and persistence and drive that we've had. I think we were lucky, Dre and I, to fall into this beautiful, what we call a job, but it's a life.
Yeah.
And it's been really fun and rewarding. So we want it to carry on and somebody else to further it and even change it or evolve it. So that's the idea.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool. All right. So once again, for folks that haven't seen your latest public artwork, how can they get there?
It's on the Carolina Bridge. It's adjacent to Alameda. I mean, if you look at the Carolina Street, if you get on Carolina Street and you go up Alameda, you'll see it there.
How did they pick the spot?
It was allocated by the city because at one point they did want to beautify different districts. But some of the allocation of funding had left there and the residents were kind of disappointed that they didn't get.
They're like, what about us?
Yes. And that happens sometimes. And so I think the city was trying to make right and do something good for them as well. And Ben Fife gave us the opportunity and MCAT to come in and do something positive and productive. And we said, yeah, we'll definitely do that. And we thought we could add something to the project.
And now you have all these kids who can say, I did that.
Yeah, you know, this is our 5th public art project, actually. We've done the piñatas. We've done the murals downtown. So we've done a variety of different things. But, yeah, I do like these larger projects. just because it puts us out there outside of where not many people go to a museum, but people live life, and so they can have art every day if they want.
Well, it's beautiful, and we can't thank you enough for creating another beautiful piece for us to enjoy.
Thank you, Marina. It's a pleasure to be here, and thanks for the opportunity.
Today, my guest has been Stephen Engel from Creative Kits. You can see their latest piece, Woven Culture, atop the Carolina Bridge. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.